decided to get tough after the oil spill. Rand Paul, who's running for the Senate in Kentucky, says Obama's BP criticism is un-American, and thus we have some controversy. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between, to the left, to the right, in the gray areas. We don't care. You want to be part of the conversation, everybody's welcome. We're not shutting the doors. 800-259-5791. Keep that number handy. We'll talk about the controversy over Rand Paul's statements and also the latest on BP, and there's some other things. Jamaica's being ripped apart. The capital is, by a fight over a drug lord. The State Department is advising not to travel to Jamaica. It's interesting because Jamaica is one of the places where they are killing us with commercials. You sit on your butt for any length of time to watch some of that mindless tube stuff, and you'll see probably, depending on what network you're watching, 3 to 4 commercials touting Jamaica as the place to go. Well, not right now, it's not. We have a dungeon candidate, and this time it is a woman with a royal background. There is the hint. I'm not going to tell you who, but we will get to that in an upcoming segment this hour on ATN. So first, let's just jump right in on the political side of things, and let's start with Rand Paul and what happened over the weekend. Heading into the weekend, he was scheduled to do a media appearance with Meet the Press and canceled it. So Meet the Press made a big deal about that. But Rand Paul was getting pummeled Thursday and Friday and Saturday for a couple of different reasons. He made a statement about BP and the criticism that the president was leveling at BP and called it un-American. Also, he's under fire, I guess you could say, for comments that he made about the civil rights law. So here's what the deal is. As we've had Rand Paul on the show, he takes unconventional stands. There's no doubt about it. That's why he is his own man. So whether you like what he's saying or you don't, I really believe he does not care what you think. And now he's a first timer to politics, and he knows because his father is in the political game. Ron Paul is a congressman from Texas who's no stranger to controversy. So his son knows or knew from his father a little bit what this game is all about. And these days it's not for the faint of heart. Paul decided to defend BP. And what happened, though, was during an interview. This is what it was. He tried to explain his take on explain his take on the civil rights law, that suddenly this has kind of tainted his campaign after his win, his big win in the primary on Tuesday. And what he said was, well, I'm going to go back to the Obama thing. What he said about the BP thing and Obama in an interview on Good Morning America, I want to say it was Friday. He said, I think that it sounds un-American in his criticism of business. And he was saying that there was somebody in the administration who said, I'll put my boot heel on the throat of BP. And I think who it was the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar, who was the one who said he would put his boot heel on the neck of British Petroleum. So that's what Paul was saying. He didn't like what Ken Salazar said, and that got translated into he doesn't understand the criticism of BP. Other Republicans have criticized the way they're handling the oil spill, but not too many have been super vocal in defending BP because of what happened, the 11 people dead and the millions of gallons of oil and all that sort of stuff. But I think he was specific, and I saw it. He was specifically referring to that remark about the boot heel. And so he's really getting dipped into the pool of politics. Then he got caught up into something where he talked about a couple of different things. We were talking about the civil rights, and, you know, what he was saying is the way civil rights pass, pretty much. So now you have the congressman who's being asked about his son in this 24-hour news cycle. That's pretty much what it is. And he was quick to defend his son and say that the liberals were treating his son unfairly, and they were hoping to stop the political momentum with gotcha questions based on out-of-context remarks. And I will say this, no matter what you think of Rand Paul, they were out-of-context remarks, but it's good that he's getting dipped into this pool, because if you're going to be in politics, almost everything that's leveled at you is out-of-context remarks in both directions. So here's what Tim Kaine had to say about Rand Paul. He is the chairman of the DNC.
It starts with BP's accountability, and Rand Paul is wrong. It isn't un-American to hold somebody accountable for a massive environmental disaster of this kind. Rand Paul's statements along these lines are very, very troubling, and it's important for Republican leaders to say whether they back this kind of an attitude or not.
Okay, we go to the opposite side of it. Michael Steele from the GOP, he's the chairman. This was his thoughts.
I think that, you know, any attempt to look backwards is not in the best interest of our country, certainly, and certainly not in the best interest of the party.
All right, and there he is referring to the civil rights remarks and what Paul said about that, and they were taken out of context too. So, it is unfair, but that's the way politics are, and Paul was quick to credit the Tea Party with pushing him to his win, and the Tea Party is controversial because it's not fully formed, and he even said that. He said he appreciates what they've done, and he would rather be part of shaping what the message is. And in fact, when somebody tried to trap him into saying, are you going to go campaign for some of these people who run on the Tea Party platform, like J.D. Hayworth, who's running in Arizona against John McCain, he said it would depend on the person. So he's his own man. He's going to have to stand up and fight the battles back. And I think that's pretty much what he's doing. And the GOP is asking him, don't do a whole bunch of interviews. Wait till you get in here, and let's not pull a situation where they got you going in 10 different directions. And part of the civil rights thing went further, that he said he wouldn't support any efforts to repeal the bill, because there's now been the question about going back and forth with civil rights, and even somebody brought up reparations too. So I think this is the beginning of what's going to be a tough road to November, no doubt about it. I mentioned in the mix of that here at the top, as to what was going on with the president and assuring everybody that he was going to do something about BP, because he's starting to get smashed for the way the administration is handling, and frankly, they have handled some things badly. So he's doing this panel deal that's independent of political party, and they're saying that offshore drilling is on hold until it's proven that this disaster won't strike again. That you could only go forward if there were assurances that this won't happen, like what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico. So he's holding everybody accountable for mending the way, BP, Halliburton, Transocean. But there's a lot of frustration growing and a lot of political risks attached to this over the spill. In fact, we're going to talk more about that and let you hear what some others had to say on the flip side.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Right up the middle is Claude Giroux now. Carries over to the left side, goes to the net. Took the shot, he scores! What a move by young Claude Giroux! His seventh of the playoffs, and the Flyers get that all-important first goal here in Game 4. Kronger, long lead pass, Billy Leno in for a breakaway. Leno trying to stop it, he scores! Billy Leno comes back on the forehand and pushes it through, and the Flyers have the 2-0 lead here in Game 4.
Over the line, a shot by Plekanec, wide of the net. And for the third time in this series, Michael Layton pitches the shutout. And the Flyers win the game 3-0. They get the split in Montreal and take a commanding 3-1 lead with a chance to close out the Habs Monday in Game 5.
All right, the Flyers aren't worried about the publicity. They're smiling ear to ear, but they know what can happen. They have a 3-1 lead after beating the Canadiens the other day, but it looks like they're flying away with it. Waiting for that date with the Hawks as they swept the Sharks, and they are definitely in the Stanley Cup Finals. It'll be interesting if it's Philly and Chicago. So Montreal with their backs against the wall. Speaking of backs against the wall, the Canadians aren't the only ones with their backs against the wall. Rand Paul now is fighting for his political life because everything that he says, especially now, is going to be under a microscope as he's running for the Senate, and November is D-Day after winning the Republican primary and being branded as a Tea Party candidate. Fair or foul, the way he is getting skewered by the media. What say you? 800-259-5791. My slant is that, you know, once you step into the ring, you have to be ready to fight it out. It's just the way politics are. And a lot of things will get mangled. A lot of things will get taken out of context. But you got to get in there and fight back. And he seems to be, to me, independent, has his own independent voice, and if people are going to brand him a certain way or say that he's a racist because of what he said about civil rights or some of the other comments he made, he has to be able to go with the flow. And then he could also explain his way out and say, here's what I said, and here's what was then said later. That's the way you do it. I think you just come out swinging and stand by whatever your opinion is, and he seems to be that way to me. So it is a good fair or foul question You can weigh in, 800-259-5791. All right, for Sam's benefit in Montreal, we played those highlights courtesy of my man Matt Johnson. He's just money when it comes to this stuff. Sam, another rough one for the Canadians.
True, but I think basically we're all saying the Canadians are running out of gas.
Yeah, I think they're running out of gas, too. I mean,
yeah, but you
Philly's
know what?
Flying.
At least when I call my relatives in Toronto, I go, nah, 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 not like your maple losers, as we like to call them, or the rest of the country likes to call them, the maple losers. And now
sure.
Alex Ovechkin, I don't know if you saw the World Hockey Championships today. I know when the United States came this close to being relegated at the World Hockey Championships this year. They had to beat Italy in a shootout. The Czech Republic beat the Russians 3-2. So Ovechkin saying, "Boy, have I had a rotten postseason." Because you know,
yeah, boy, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, for sure. This guy Ron Paul, you know what it sounds like? With all due respect, put a white sheet on him. That's what it sounds like to me. Put a white sheet and put a white sheet with two holes. That's what it sounds like to me.
You mean Rand Paul, who's running for Kentucky? You think fair that he's not? It's not so much manipulation. I can talk tonight. It's not. He's not being manipulated. It's what he's saying, and
right.
You should take it at face value. So you don't think that this is he's getting tripped up on purpose?
No. By the way, take some very true blue Americans, preferably hockey players.
Uh-huh.
And you know what my usual torture is?
Yeah, smash them with hockey pucks.
Yeah, without even a jock. And by the way, I still happen to think that that broadcaster, excuse me, I mean with all due respect, since I've been listening to hockey just a little bit longer than some of the other people, I still think he sounds like
he sounds like a kid.
Yeah, he sounds. Sorry, bring back Gene Hart, Dan Kelly. Remember Dan Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And his son, and now his son is almost the dead ringer. Danny Gallivan, the Sam Rosen, the whole nine yards. This guy, please, you know.
Sam Rosen is good. I like Sam Rosen,
yeah.
And I like, and maybe it's because I've been in Dallas. I like a couple of the Dallas announcers too. A guy
right.
named Razor and
yeah, I've heard
some,
the rock. Yeah,
yeah, they're good. They're good. They're solid.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, okay, what was his father like? Do you remember?
Ron Paul like?
Yeah.
Are we going back to Paul's?
Yeah.
Well, see, I have a different opinion than you. I think he is getting ramrodded because I think he is going to be controversial and he is going to say things that people don't like. But on the
right.
two things that they're trying to nail him on, I think it was a little bit of gotcha politics. But that's how politics are. And if that's not what you said, you need to come out and you need to say that. That's what you say. And I think he has done that. I think he's come out and said,
right.
Listen, this isn't what I said. Don't
it was taken out of context.
Right. Don't manipulate what I was asked and then what I said afterwards.
Yeah.
Because he was basically now the Republicans have spent the last couple of days spelling out his support for the Civil Rights Act and the government's role in pretty much regulating how private business can deal with their customers. So I think he's learned
right.
a lesson in this. But his father, Ron Paul, is radioactive red hot in some of his opinions. And there is and what's happened with Ron Paul is I think he had some good ideas, but he had a real extremist group jump on his bandwagon and that sunk his ship when he was trying to run for president.
Okay. Two other things about hockey, and then that'll be it. First of all, our seats were great. There were three rows. We still had time. Made the bar mitzvah. She had time to go back to my place and change, and we sat behind three rows behind the Flyers bench. That was totally
really?
Awesome.
Really? So you made it, so it worked out okay.
Yeah, it was totally awesome. Of course, we kept we just yelled, go Habs. But we didn't yell at the Flyers like some of the some of those fans are really yelling stuff that even guys who, like George Carlin, rest his soul, would think was, like, hey, that
really?
Kind of that kind of language, yeah. And if the Flyers make it, are you going to fly back to Philly? No, Are you going to fly back to Philly and see a couple of games?
I don't know. I might get to see a game. It depends on if they're playing Chicago, so it might even be in Chicago that I get to see a game. I would only get to see probably one game with everything that's going on in my life, but I would probably, in this show, but I would probably get to see a game, I'm hoping.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be Philly and Chicago. I say Chicago in seven.
You could be right. I think Chicago's tough. They're young guns, boy,
right.
And I think they're going to try to exploit everything they can with Philadelphia.
And like I said, if they need target practice, I think I know a guy in Virginia. Well, you know who we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. That you can go after.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but that. Right. By the way, that's where Chicago's farm team is in Virginia.
I know. I just made the connection in my head. How about that?
Yeah. So they could use him as target practice.
There you go.
Anyway, so you know, we had a great time at Game. Sorry, it ended up that way. But if there is a Game 6, she said she might be able to lay her hands on a couple of tickets. That's if there's a Game 6.
Ooh, then if I were you, I'd be hoping for at least another game or so.
For sure, because it's going to cost me dinner. Hey,
dinner's nothing. If you could go to a Game 6, that would mean that Montreal came back. So for you, that would be good news.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, okay, so I'll speak to you tomorrow and after the game. And please, I mean, if you have to dig it in about the goals, don't have that guy doing the play-by-play. If anything, you know,
talk over it, we'll do our own. What we'll do is Matt and I will do the play-by-play. How about that?
No, how about going RDS? That's the French broadcasters.
Okay.
And they're a little more, like a lot of my friends who are bilingual, they don't like the CBC the way they're covering the Canadians, so they watch RDS. That's the French equivalent of ESPN. They're watching the broadcast because they know what they're talking about.
All right, we'll see if we can dig that up, Sam. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident in my Flyers. You have a good one. We've been talking about Rand Paul and whether he's getting the shaft or not, fair or foul. It's the whole gotcha politics thing, I think. Paul, after what happened with the comments and the civil rights, he was on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow's show, and said, hey, look, I would have marched with MLK Jr. I would have supported civil rights, but I'm still critical of federal intervention into private business. And this was what the idea he was trying to get across, and, you know, that's where it all fell apart for him. And then that's why the Republicans have backpedaled and tried to help Paul and lift him up and take him away from the controversy, where he's trying to get his point of view out there and saying that with the intent of the legislation, which was to stop discrimination in the public sphere and halt the practice of segregation, the federal government overreached in its power grab. So he's trying to clarify, which is what he did with Rachel Maddow. Even that got a little bit twisted. 800-259-5791. Dungeon next.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Great weekend. This might even be a short week for a lot of you. Sometimes on Memorial Day weekend, people will sandwich some extra days out of it. They'll take a Thursday and a Friday. In fact, a lot of people end up doing that because they can extend that holiday as you head into the summer and kids are getting out of school, or maybe they only have a week or two left in school depending on where you live and how much snow was in your backyard, too. You know, I loved snow days when I was a kid growing up in the New York, New Jersey area, and we didn't have tremendous snows. I mean, we had a decent amount of snow, but nothing like you have in the Midwest. In Minnesota, Chicago, Ohio, parts of Ohio, North Dakota, a lot of you listening to me in the great state of North Dakota. That'd be a fun place in the summer to take a road trip. In the winter, it'd be tougher. It's beautiful, but the weather can be something fierce. So anyway, the snow days mount, if they mount up too much, then it kicks into the summer days. So I never wanted that to happen. I loved getting a couple of snow days off, but I didn't want it to mount up so much that it would drag us into June, because we got out pretty early in June. You know, it'd be like the first week and we were done out of there and we didn't have to go back until after Labor Day. Then I would hear these tales. You know, when kids, they want to know what other kids are doing. You'd hear these tales about people in other places who had split schedules, and they were back in school in August. And I'd be like, wow, August, no way. I don't want to go back to school in August, or I don't want to get out at the end of June. And so that would rile us up. That was good for conversation. It's like the telephone game. That was good for conversation for at least a week, year after year. You think that we would solve the mystery, but we never really did. It would just get, that rumor mill would just start to churn and churn. All right, speaking of rumor mills, and we're going to get to the dungeon in a second here on ATN, but speaking of rumor mills, this is more than a rumor now at this point. There was a big story that broke over the weekend. In fact, I have a buddy who writes for the LA Times and sent me something about this, a story that they're talking about more evidence coming out that a Pakistani major actually spoke to Faisal Shahzad, the idiot who tried to blow up his jimmy-rigged vehicle that he got off of Craigslist, if you remember, in Times Square. And that happened the first weekend in May, the first week in May. So what's being investigated is Pakistani and U.S. investigators are talking about this evidence that a major, an army major, a Pakistani army major, had cell phone contact with Shahzad before he tried to bomb a part of Times Square, and they might have spoke right before the failed bombing. So they were aware of this cell phone traffic between Shahzad and some unidentified Pakistani military guy, and it's pushing these reports forward that the Pakistanis themselves were saying that the cell phone contact was going on even the day of the botched bombings and before that, and it might have happened while he was parking his SUV that was rigged with everything but the kitchen sink and then didn't work. Remember, he had fireworks and fertilizer and propane tanks. So they're interested in what role, if any, the major played in the failed bombing, because he had more than one cell phone conversation with Shahzad from the time that he loaded that Pathfinder with all that nonsense to the second that he ended up parking it in Times Square. So this is pretty big. I mean, they have this nailed down so tight that there's not much information you can squiggle out of it, but how huge is that? A Pakistani army guy. I mean, whose team are they playing for? How long are these tentacles? I think that's frightening stuff. Before we go to the dungeon, quickly, let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Well, this may not be quick, but...
Oh, come on. Go for it.
You, so many great topics tonight. I wanted to give you a little update really quick. Before I do, did you see how Jamaica's in a state of emergency now?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's frightening.
It's really, really quick. It's an island nation, I believe, isn't it? Or some of the strictest gun control laws in the world, and they're drug lords. They're fighting over this. This is... Kate, the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket.
I know.
And it doesn't surprise me that a Pakistani, somebody, ISI, which believes in the radical Muslim faith, would help this guy. It just gets weirder and weirder. And Obama basically said if he had to, he would go into Pakistan. Let me tell you, that's how he pronounced it, Pakistan. When he does that, we're going to have World War III, because the Korea's, they're backing sanctions on South Korea because they torpedoed this ship. I mean, my father was there in the 50s, and it looks like our country, I didn't want to say we're going to go back, but can I just give you two updates and I'll get off the
line?
Do it. In a new issue of Popular Science, have you ever heard of an internet thing distributing called Haystack?
Yes.
Okay, Haystack was created to allow the Iranians to circumvent the fact that the Iranian government can shut down your Facebook and your web pages to get out what's going on. And it says right here that the capability was sold to Iran by Nokia and Siemens. So if you have a Nokia phone, trade it in. If you have anything with Siemens Electric, call them and tell them what scumbags they are. But it's just amazing how this guy, this Haystack program, can fool the censors in Iran. And I just wanted to bring that up because I told you how Nokia and Siemens was sold the technology to their mullahs, just to spy on the people, and it's just great.
Sure.
People can circumvent that. That was just one thing I wanted to bring up. And one last thing, there was a 30-paragraph article about Calderon in the Wall Street Journal.
I saw
how he has a guy named a Mexican, Elliot Ness. But
yeah.
This is really, it tells how Mr. Calderon is he's a a nationalist, and he's into in Mexico, and he came from a rich family, and you should try to read this article, and it's just one paragraph. It says some guy that they interviewed named Buscaglia, who was American academic. He said, consider Mexico's decrepit judicial system. Mr. Calderon's government has trumpeted the arrest of more than 70,000 people linked to organized crime in the past 3 years. But Mr. Battaglia estimates that 98% of them have been freed because of faulty prosecution or corruption. When asked, Mr. Calderon didn't dispute that figure. And it goes on and on. I mean, I don't have enough time. This guy's got a lot of nerve. And our Congress, I say it again, treasonous to give this guy a standing ovation. And I'll get off the line, but it's just the hell. It's like everything is just they're, everybody's against us, Kate. I'll call you tomorrow. I love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, boy. You know it. Thanks, Mark. It does feel like he's right in a way. It does feel like so many things are happening all at one time. And what he's referring to is now that, and which I thought that was, by the way, a well done piece, because so many people just naturally accepting Calderon, and he's right about the applause, the standing ovation. Since when do we care? We have to care about our relationship with Mexico. We can't completely throw that out the window. There's no doubt about that, because there is trade that goes back and forth between the two, and they do border us, so we can't ignore it, obviously, because ignoring it or just trying to profit on it, to what cost now that we have a bunch of cutters in this country who are draining us, and whose fault is it? So the thing I say is I just do not care what he thinks of Arizona and what he thinks in particular of our politics, because he is a silver spoon kid originally from Mexico in a country where if they gave a damn so much about their people, why aren't they doing more to help the people instead of relying on the United States to carry the freight? That makes no sense whatsoever. Yes, you would naturally, some of that would happen. We would absolutely never be able to shut off the valve of people crossing over. I get that. But why aren't more changes being made in Mexico? It seems like, boy, can we lean on the U.S. as much as possible and then criticize what's going on and get the floor in your Congress and get a standing ovation? Are you kidding me? It just goes to show you, I think more than anything, that it really is about power. It really is about getting reelected. So if I have to have this show with this foreign leader and jump up and say, yeah, nail Arizona, all right, that's wrong, that's what it is. Because it's who are they aligning themselves with, so that when it comes to being reelected, when it comes to getting on committees, because part of the problem also is you get more money with the more committees you are on. A lot of people don't realize that, but that's the way it happens. So if I'm on a prestigious committee, the financial committee, the whatever it is, you know, pick a committee. If I'm one of the lead senators in that committee, the whatever it is, whether it's the Armed Services Committee, then I'm going to make even more money, too, and I'm going to wield more power, frankly. And this is what it is. It's a power grab. And that's too bad, because I think the people in Washington are full of themselves, and they are drunk on power, so much so that this is why some things are slipping under the radar, because they're allowed to slip under the radar. Because it's about who's backing you up. How do I kind of not, you know, sell myself out, but yet I can still be in bed with this person and be in bed with that person? Well, guys, we all know this, right? You get too many partners, it gets too screwed up. Look at Tiger Woods. And I think that power grab, in a weak analogy, because it's kind of weak, in the analogy, it's exactly like this. Give me everything I can get, because I want all of it. All right, we're going to do that dungeon coming up on the flip side.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. Maybe we all need to chill for a second. Mark, this one's out to you. And as I said before, everybody has their own way to kick back, and I hope, even as revved up and riled up and on our soapbox as we all get, I hope that you have some, all of us have some sort of a release. So my release over the weekend is, I did go to the Jimmy Buffett concert, and what an event that turned out to be. It's kind of like the Grateful Dead. There are just a few groups that have these followings where it's more event and then concert than you just go and you show up at a concert and voila. I mean, people camp out for days. You had to get up at the crack of dawn. The show isn't on until 7:30 just to get a parking space. But one thing I did see out of the Jimmy Buffett concert was people who were oblivious to certain things, that maybe they shouldn't be wearing a Speedo. I don't understand, guys. Explain to me the beauty of a Speedo. If you're Michael Phelps or one of the Olympic swimmers, it's like that old argument, and you have those kind of chops where you're you're just in the most incredible shape. And hey, I wouldn't criticize anyone. You know, I'm like everybody else. I can puff up like a blowfish and then slim down. A lot of us, that's what we do. It's probably not good for us, but we're up, we're down, depends. We're trying to get in shape. I hope a lot of you are trying to get in shape. It's the summertime, and with our new health care laws, you're going to want to be in the best shape you can because you're not going to want to go to the doctor, frankly. So I saw a lot of people sporting the itsy-bitsy pieces of spandex that are there and leave very little to the imagination. And I know in Europe, our good pals in Europe are fond of wearing Speedos, but I hope the Speedo in the U.S. just dies, because the Speedo is not attractive. I don't know how else to put it. I don't care what your stomach or thighs are like or whatever. The Speedo is not very flattering. And boy, everybody who wears one, they must be very confident. They must be. It's like a woman wearing a thong who has too many pounds to wear that thong and is sporting it anyway. That's kind of what the Speedo is to me. Matt, I almost know the answer to this question, I'm sure, but you don't wear Speedos, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
Even on a dare, you wouldn't wear Speedos?
Oh, yeah, probably that, but I wouldn't wear one as my regular attire.
Did you know anyone that wears Speedos?
No. I can't think of anyone that does.
Yeah, see?
That was always the punishment if you forgot your... Because in my middle school, we had a swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
And if you forgot your swimsuit to try to get out of the swimming classes, that was your punishment. You had to wear the Speedo.
Yeah, you got to wear the Speedo because you were trying to cheat. Forget it. You're out of here. Well, I think we should kill off the Speedo in the U.S. safely. Let's do it. Let's just, no controversy attached here. Guys, do not wear a Speedo at any cost. All right, quickly, let's go to the dungeon. And the dungeon this time around goes to a woman. And I am sad to say this because I kind of liked her spunk. But what is the Duchess of York thinking? They're calling her in England the royal grifter, and she had to apologize, or she has been apologizing, after she was caught taking money to try to allow access to her ex-husband. She was caught on camera saying that Prince Andrew would be available if she got X amount of dollars. She asked for 40 grand in cash and then $718,000 by wire transfer, claiming she could introduce the reporter to the prince, but she doesn't realize how, you want to talk about, I was talking about Rand Paul and how the media is and how, I mean, the gotcha journalist kind of deal, that's just the way it is in politics. Well, the English take that up another notch. So they are always looking to nail a royal, especially, pardon the pun, and they were definitely after her. So she was set up and had no clue. She was naive beyond all belief. So she's caught on camera offering to sell the access to the ex-husband. And Prince Andrew's like fourth in line, I think, to the throne, which who cares about that? But Fergie, who's had lots of controversy in her years connected to the royals, is just saying she was under stress and she's had financial problems and she's embarrassed by what she did and it's a lapse in judgment. I mean, what is she going to say? So, the tape that they had of her, she was sitting there with a glass of red wine and a cigarette that, pretty much she was having a chat. They were chatting up the person and saying that she was willing to open the doors, whatever doors they needed, whatever channels. It was not a problem. And the newspaper quoted her as saying she did not have a pot, ready for this expression, a pot to piss in. I just don't know that we can feel sorry for Fergie, so I'm going to say that we're going to have to put her in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, that was bad. She should have known they were going to set her up. All right, Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
got my Speedo on. Ain't nothing like a fat guy in a Speedo with 50 pounds of crack showing. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That is so unattractive. And for guys, come on. It's not a big deal. You can wear
shorts. Don't forget about
shorts.
My hairy back, my hairy legs. I look like a gorilla in a Speedo. Nothing like it. Ooh, yuck. Just thought about that. I could just trip my mouth. I wanted to say, you know, we were talking about kicking back, relaxing. I had a great weekend in the mountains of Tennessee. I took my girls to the Dixie Stampede.
Cool.
And while we were there, Miss Dolly herself showed up. And the reason she showed up was, I guess, Billy Ray and Miley Cyrus was in Gatlinburg. This were Pigeon Forge at Dollywood this weekend, filming some for the Hallmark Channel. And they're all raising money for the flood relief in Nashville, which Dolly Parton gave all the proceeds from Dollywood Dixie Stampede Friday, Saturday, and today, Sunday, to the flood relief plus $2 million cash of her own money.
Ooh, that's great.
Let me tell you something. That lady's 5'1", and she is, I don't know how old she is, but, you know, when you're still 15 foot away, she's hot. Now, when you're up close, you talk to her very, very sweet. And, man, I'm telling you something, she just, I don't know how a 60-some-year-old lady keeps a body like that. I don't care who her plastic surgeon is, man. I give the guy kudos. But the point is they donate all this money. So we were all discussing this last night, and she was very nice. She discussed everything. You know, speaking of media, they attack Rand Paul. They attack everybody. But how come the media hasn't explained yet that our president of the United States has not been to Nashville, Tennessee yet?
Yeah, yeah, with everything that's happened there, I mean, that Nashville.
Can anybody explain to me why over $1 billion damage, closer to two, our president has not showed? Now, I know everybody said George W. Bush is a racist pig because he never went to New Orleans. I mean, he flew over, he didn't land. Does this make Obama racist because there's some fat white rednecks in Nashville, Tennessee he don't want to go see?
I think that the focus is so on the oil, they're just overlooking it. But it's a bad miss because there was some serious damage done there and lives lost.
I mean, I liked what she said last night. She said, look, we are the volunteer state. We will take care of our own. D.C., keep your money and your politicians.
I love it. And what a note to end on, my friend Stu. You have a safe journey wherever you're heading to. Remember, you can always get in touch with us. You can reach out and touch us anytime, day or night, through americatonight.net.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
You look ravishing. It truly is Beauty and the Beast. I might add a handsome beast at that.